Medical laboratory scientists will begin strike action this week. It starts on Wednesday for 12 hours and then more is planned for the next 2 weeks. These scientists work in healthcare primarily and analyse patient samples. We're joined by Terry Casey, who is General Secretary of the Medical Laboratory Scientists Association. Terry Casey, why are you going on strike?
The core issue is the pay inequality between medical scientists and clinical biochemists. It's a long-standing issue. Over 20 years, there was a report in 2001 that said the grades should be paid the same. They did broadly the same work. That report was accepted by the then Minister of Health, now Taoiseach Micheál Martin, was implemented and then was broken again. And we have spent 20 years through various processes trying to resolve it, has come up with naught, and unfortunately and regretfully, medical scientists have taken the decision to withdraw their services from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, which will affect routine hospital and GP services across the country.
Yeah, and medics in those fields are warning that, you know, there could be backlogs, there could be delays, elective surgeries could be cancelled, outpatient procedures could be cancelled. I mean, getting one's bloods done in many cases is an urgent matter. So what do you say to patients?
Yeah, look, laboratory services are a crucial component of modern health service delivery and for the diagnosis and treatment by clinicians. But look, we are going to ensure, we've worked very hard with the HSC to ensure that appropriate emergency cover will be provided. And there will be a disruption, and that's to be regretted. But there is still time to ensure that this action doesn't proceed. But in the event that it does proceed, there will be emergency cover for to ensure that patient care will not be compromised.
Will not be compromised in its entirety, or will it inevitably lead to delays and backlogs?
Oh, it will, absolutely. There will be delays and backlogs, and we're working with the HSC to see if we can minimise that. But this is industrial action. It's always regrettable when health professionals are forced into a situation where they have to withdraw their services. But 20 years of frustration of trying to deal with this, we haven't been able to make any progress. And, you know, there's a severe recruitment and retention issue within laboratories. And graduates are looking at a situation whereby the entry grade is paid for a medical scientist is paid less than laboratory A, the grade to which reports to them. Okay. So that's not sustainable. That's not sustainable. And we've tried very hard to, through direct negotiations, and we simply haven't made any progress. We've no proposals from the HSC or the Department of Health to rectify this problem. So
we leave it there for now. Thank you very much, Terry Casey, General Secretary of the MLSA.